It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for swap meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, Greg.
Good
all
to be
right,
back.
It is time for the swap meet sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. Welcome aboard Wolf's Flea Market.
Yes.
It's awesome that you come along for the ride. It's good to have you, and to have you, the 720 WGN download listener. We are excited to be back. We were off last Wednesday, but we return. Greg, at DuPage Picker at Facebook and Twitter, and we are ready to evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk.
Yes, let's
312-981-7200. If you got something that might be laying around the garage, or maybe something that you got hanging in the vestibule, if you will.
Right.
You're like, that's where I want to brag about this. I want people to know. Not enough people come to my house to see this painting of Mike Dicka in watercolors
right.
flipping off a fan.
Right.
That's
the mosaic kind of stuff, version right? of it. Yeah.
Good to see you, Greg.
Great to see you, Justin.
All right.
Thanks.
So as you do every week, before we start taking phone calls and texts, we talk about the stuff that you found over the week. I mean, it is summertime now. You get nice weekends. I mean, is this the prime time?
It's on.
Yeah.
I mean, like the only off day is like Monday, but there's garage sales Tuesday through Sunday now, mm-hmm. and you got every flea market, every subdivision sale, stuff like that. So there's so much going on now. I mean, to the callers or listeners that don't have anything to brag about, take $10 and hit a few garage sales. You will find some stuff.
Consider it to be research. Right.
And there you go. And then you can call in the next week and tell us what you got.
That's awesome. All right. So what did you find this week dancing around town?
Well, I found these old like 1959 Movie Life magazines. Yeah. I already sold one for $50.
What?
And Liz Taylor on this one. And there was another one from the 50s and sold for $50. So that's pretty cool for 50 cents, you know,
right.
I can't beat that.
Absolutely.
And the music nerd in me, I brought in the Byrds, Mr. Tambourine Man, because this, actually today, 52 years ago today, this song came out, and it pretty much launched the folk rock revolution back in 1965.
Wow.
So, yeah, so I kind of brought that in. But the big item is the Dennis Rodman
Hypercolor.
And it's not technically Hypercolor brand, but it is that shirt.
That's
and
that technology,
his, Yeah, it's got that technology in it, and his hair is red in normal temperature, and then if you touch or when you wear it, and if you're, you know,
it
working
changes.
A body, the hair changes to yellow.
So, like, if you get nervous, it, like, turns to a different color?
Yeah, whatever.
It's like a
whatever.
Mood ring?
Exactly. And those were, you know, where, like, the hypercolor shirts, the shirts themselves would change colors.
Right.
They'd be, like, a purple or a gray, right. and they would change.
Oh, I know.
But this just is hair. But I did have a hypercolor shirt back in the 90s. And
Hoping I'm hedging bets with my long-term investments that Hypercolor will return.
Oh, I mean, that anything 90s urban wear is hot right now. If you got
Hilfiger
jacket or
and,
something.
You know, as Kathy's on the line, we'll get to her in just a second,
yeah.
but there is something to be said. I mean, as every day has gone by in the last couple of weeks, it has been an anniversary or a celebration of the Chicago Bulls and winning
right.
championships
yep.
or hitting the last shot. And of course, Dennis Rodman, a big part of that. So it is great to see
right.
a hypercolor Rodman staring at me in the studio tonight.
Right. And as Rob mentioned, the
yeah.
North Korea stuff, too. So
it's
all kind of tied in, you know, saving the world. You
right.
know?
3-1. Of course, that was
one body piercing at a time.
He was born to do. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, what do you want to brag about, Kathy?
Hi.
Hi.
I love your show.
Thank you.
You guys are a lot of fun. Anyway, I've got a 1992 Bulls t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's never been worn. It's got the original tag for the label, and then it's got the shiny thing that says
right, hologram,
NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was the one with the caricature.
Yeah, it's the one. Yeah, it looks like if you're at Navy Pier and you get your caricature drawn.
Yeah, is
yeah.
it for a championship, like one, the first, second, or third one? Which one?
1992.
So does
92.
It have like the three championship trophies? Or
I guess it would be the second one.
Yeah, okay.
Let me see. I keep it in this bag all the time, but it is like in pristine condition. Let's see.
And that's how you want it. You got,
back
you know, you never worn with the tags.
Right, right.
So I think you're looking at about 100 to 150 for that. You know,
jeez.
Yeah, because
really?
Never worn yet. And here we go again with the t-shirt thing. But Yeah, people will pay.
People love that?
Yeah, they love any graphic tee, really, you know.
I mean, who didn't have one of those? Who didn't have one?
But the key is you didn't wear it. You know, you didn't take the tags off, so that's the best thing.
So 2 years for being pitted out of my
$14.
$14, there you go. You should be able to get, you know, I'd say 80 to 140 for that.
Wow. Oh, great.
All right, thanks, Kathy.
I know somebody called last week, so I thought, well, I'm going to take a chance.
I love it. You did it.
Thanks for
starting us off on the right foot. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.
All right, 312. Okay. Take care. 312-981-7200. We got some great stuff. Let's do this. Let's take a break, and we will return here on the Swap Meet. 312-981-7200. What do you want to brag about? It's a swap meet here on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. Thank you for coming aboard, Wolf's. We appreciate it. Greg Flam, at DuPage Picker, Facebook and Twitter. Find him there. He's ready to evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk. As somebody said, no, hey, don't you evaluate my junk. Someone said that on Twitter.
Different
text.
Story.
We get it. We get it. Let's go to John. John, what do you want to brag about, John? What do you got?
This is John from Schaumburg.
Yep.
I guess I was listening to your radio show, first time I ever called in on anything, and I guess I told your phone person that I can't remember the year right now. Many years ago, my wife and I were down in Florida on vacation from Schaumburg here, and this was the year or whatever when the White Sox were getting ready to leave Chicago and move to Florida, and they were going to be Florida White Sox.
Right. Back, right.
So we were hanging around, I think it was Tampa, St. Petersburg, here and there, and someone rumored, we said, we want some Florida White Sox t-shirts. Well, they don't exist. Wow. Someone steered us to the Chamber of Commerce, which someone was in the building, usually an open on a Saturday. I remember it was a Saturday. We got to a counter where a lady was there, and we kind of insisted, persisted, got a little obnoxious and said, we heard there's t-shirts. The Sox are moving here. Come on.
Right.
She pulled a box out from under the counter and tore it open, and we bought 3 Florida White Sox t-shirts already printed, and I still have them. I never took them out of the plastic packages. They're like white t-shirts with greenish White Sox, Florida White Sox, and a little yellow on them. And I told my son to check it out, put them on Craigslist or eBay, and he's so nobody did anything, but I got 3 of these.
John, let me take this one, Greg. I think that shirt is, my guess is, we said it somewhere in the 70s, I would say a gazillion dollars.
I don't even care how much it's worth, really. It was just unique.
That is so unique. What do you think, Greg?
It's a thing, and right now online there's only one that I could find, and they're asking 75 for it. And
it's too low.
There was one that sold recently as well, and they only got $15 for it. But I would think if you price it at 50 to 60, you get some buyers.
Come on, man. How could you say we had a 1992 caricature Bulls shirt that everybody had that you just said was $150, and then John calls up here with a Florida White Sox that he finagled out of a box at the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
No one has saw the light of day. That should be worth $1,500.
I would have hoped so, but you got to go with the market. There's already There's one on there for $75. So if you want to sell yours, you got to beat that.
I don't like that at all. I don't like it. John, you got the best one of
all time. I could always take a try at it. But
no, don't sell it.
I just thought it was kind of a unique story how I got them, much less.
Right. Well, if you've got more than one, keep one and sell the other ones and, take your family out to dinner. I don't know.
There, nah, John, wait till everyone recognizes their mistake.
And the Sox end up in Florida.
Yeah. Just wait a couple years. You're going to make $2,000 off of that. Thanks, John.
Thanks for calling.
Sure.
That was the best story.
Yeah, it was
Come
a good
on,
story.
That's the perfect. That's the way it goes. All right, let's keep going here. Let's go to Alex. Alex, what do you want to brag about, Alex?
Well, now I'm a little scared after I just heard that last price. I thought I had a winner here. My mom had the chance back, I think, 72 or 73, whatever year Elvis was performing at a hotel in Vegas, MGM maybe. She bought the program from the show, and it's a full-color program that has all of his costume changes and black jumpsuit, white jumpsuit.
Yep.
So and now I'm afraid you're going to say $15.
You know, you were close. I looked it up, but it was $16 and up. And And it's usually the Vegas stuff was usually the Hilton, Las Vegas Hilton, because he had like a home. I don't know what they call it.
Residency.
Right. So, but yeah, they're like $16 and up, depending on condition. And if you have any extras, I mean, like, were there any flyers that they included with it? I've seen myself, I was able to pick the menu that went with that show. So you can, kind of up the price with that by adding to it.
Hmm. All right. Thanks, Alex.
$15.
I know. It's worth nothing.
It's bogus. Not much because they made so many.
I know. I'd be bad at this. I'd be like, oh, I'll give you $100.
All right. Well, as we've learned, nothing makes sense.
That's right. If we learned anything from the swap meet about the world, Alex, nothing makes sense. Right. Thanks for calling in. All right. 312-981-7200. 630 says, my mother-in-law recently passed. She was a huge camera fan.
Okay.
Any suggestions for where to get a fair price for her stuff? 35mm VHS, lenses galore, digital movie camera, Sony Mavica, 1.3 megapixel, uses 3.5-inch disc.
Yeah, unfortunately, camera lenses are like really, you can get like four of them for like $10 now. I've tried to sell some myself thinking, oh, these are sold and they're going to get a lot of money. Just no. But some of the, I know a Canon, like one shot, those are holding their value at like $40-$50. And that was just like a point and shoot type camera. And those are holding.
Is there any sort of value or nostalgia to the fact that the sort of point and shoot cameras are obsolete at this point? Like the idea that everyone can do it on their phone? Does that make it worth something or worth nothing?
I don't know, other than maybe just the ease of use. And some people just want that. And maybe for elderly people taking photos, it's easy. That's all I can kind of think of. Right. But, and obviously the higher end, like, Minolta or the longer lenses, those can keep the
value.
What
was it from the mind of Minolta?
right. But, yeah, that particular one, I'd have to get back to you on that.
Which one was it? Was it Canon that did the Andre Agassi where he would, like, hit the ball and be like, shh.
Yeah, Canon EOS.
Was it EOS?
EOS,
yeah. There you go. 708 takes us back to the pop culture realm.
Okay.
It's always a good one because it sparks a lot of interest from everybody. But he or she says, Freddy versus Jason poster signed by Robert Englund.
Wow, I didn't see the signed part, but some of the just Freddy versus Jason stuff can be like $40 and up, but obviously signed can make a huge difference, hundreds of dollars difference, maybe more. So, I have to check that out. And if they want to send a picture, that's great, through Facebook or whatever.
Freddy versus Jason poster. I mean, is that just a kitsch? I would think there was a lot of stuff produced for that.
Anything horror movie sells. I mean.
Oh, really?
Yeah, scary sells. Just remember that. So it does. The more gross, the more money you'll get for it.
Susan, what do you want to brag about, Susan?
Yes, I have a Michael Jordan jersey signed. It's signed in silver on the two. It is framed with a certificate on the back from a middle school auction. It's dated 1/10/96. There is a name. Let's see. Michael Jordan.
That's
autographed jersey.
Is it number 23?
Yes.
No, because it's 96 right there is right when he was making the, I mean, he would have made the comeback at that point. This would have been the
45.
This would have been the year that they were going for their first championship back, 72-10 year.
Yeah.
It is a 23.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bridgeport Collectibles is on the certificate of authenticity.
Wow. Some of these are going for like $4,000, $6,000.
Come on, man.
And they've got them, signed, framed with their certificate. So if you have all that, you're really close to being there. You could just...
If you have the certificate of authenticity, I've heard you before. I don't know if I should believe that it is true, it is real. Just because I have all this.
Yeah, you do have to do a little research on their certificate as far as who did grade it. And then also usually when it's graded, they'll seal it. So is it framed or is it still loose?
It's framed, but it's framed, but it is, a little bit loose in the frame,
sure.
But it is framed.
Yeah, as long as it's clean as the first day you got it, that's the big thing. But, I would definitely, if you're interested, you got a few grand there. Easily.
Susan, if I were in your family, it would have been a disaster because I would have taken that frame off and I'd be out in the driveway shooting threes right now.
I can't believe our son didn't get it out of here. It's just been sitting forever for all these years, and I'm really shocked he's left.
He didn't wear it to Lollapalooza?
So.
Sure.
No, he didn't.
All right. Thanks, Susan.
Thanks for calling. Good job.
Thank you.
That's a winner.
That is. is.
Yeah, but I mean, she didn't say how much. I mean, she got it. You get a lot of that kind of stuff at auctions or fundraisers for schools.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. A lot of signed guitar stuff or, you know, just signed memorabilia.
Because Jordan will give it because it's for some sort of auction, or his people will say, okay, you can have this.
Exactly.
Because they're raising money for the school.
Yep.
You don't really think about 20 years later,
right?
30 years later, yeah, 20 years. I'm so caught up in Def Leppard hysteria.
Right.
30 years, 20 years. Anyway, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Greg Flamm in studio at DuPage Picker. Here's what we're going to do. We'll take a break. We will get an update from Rob on what's going on in the world. We'll come back and we'll do the second half of the swap meet. So if you're on the line, stay with us and we'll get to your texts as well. Stay with us.
It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flamm.
There I am.
Here we are, sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. Welcome aboard, Wolf's. Of course,
yes.
Wolf's a big, I mean, it's interesting because we talk about it, what happens outside the Allstate Arena, and not just there, but other places around town. I mean, there's a surging flea market community here in Chicago.
Yeah, and Rosemont is just the biggest I've ever seen. I mean, I take $10, $15 out there, you will find treasures, and you'll be able to call in and talk about them. And and more importantly, it's like a street fair there. It's like there's food. There's 500-plus vendors on some days. I mean, and, you know, like they say on the ad, you'll get your 10,000 steps in for sure. You will definitely get your exercise in. And, you know, just more importantly, it's family run, and it's just, you know, it's just a cool atmosphere and just so much stuff to look at and buy or sell. It's just so much fun.
That's Greg Flamm. He's at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. We've got a full lineup of callers. I mean, the lines are lit up. We've also got some texts. Let's go right to it. Let's go to Dan. Dan, what do you want to brag about, Dan?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Hey,
good.
Dan.
How about you, man?
Good, good. Yeah, so my son's going to be going away to college, and I was getting ready to frame a couple tickets that I have my father gave me from the very first game at Wrigley at night.
Ooh.
These tickets are unused because the game, I believe,
yeah, it was rained
out. Yeah.
Yep.
The famous Greg Maddux slide.
Yeah, 8-8-88, right? Was the date on that, right?
Yep.
You know what? I'm in the car.
Actually, the game was on 8-9 because they had to move it back the next night. But, yeah,
so
the original T-shirts and everything.
What did those go for? Unused tickets to a rainout game that was supposed to be the first night game.
Yeah, I'm seeing one that was actually used. They asked $250 and they took best offer. I can't see what the actual amount, but I'm guessing they probably got $100, $150 for it. And that's a used stub. So if you have unused, you know, it should be a little higher.
Usually go for more if it's unused?
Yeah, if it's unused, yeah, it should be higher.
Hmm.
So, yeah. But
did you not go to the, could you not go to the next day? Was that the thing? Or how'd you get the ticket?
My father had the tickets. He could not go for business, and he gave them to me, and they've been in my safe ever since.
Wow. Good place for it.
Well, they're only going to go up in value, I would think, so.
All right.
The longer
And I agree. You know, I will say, Dan, as a lifelong Chicago guy, I always bristle at the idea of the lights. You know, like there's a certain part of me that's like, okay, I get it. And over the years, they've sort of been like, well, it's only going to be one night a week. Oh, it's going to be two nights a week. It's only for your prime time.
Right.
And now, like today, I kind of made the joke. It was a day game.
Right.
Like,
I heard
how
you
quaint.
Say that. Right.
What an anomaly to have a day game at Wrigley.
It's
but it just
like
seems
that's
like,
the,
yeah.
Normal thing now.
I mean, it's just nonstop. And I was kind of annoyed a little bit, even though I understand how it works with the Cubs playoff run last year, you know, especially when you got close to the World Series. One of those days. Make it
one,
a day game. Wouldn't it be great if there's like a Sunday afternoon World Series game? Nah, they couldn't do it. Too much money.
Right, a lot of money at night.
All right, sorry, Dan.
We digress.
I digress. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Thank you.
These damn kids with their lights and their stadiums.
That's right.
Right. 312-981-7200. Let's stay on the Cubs train. Let's go to Mike. Mike, what do you want to brag about, Mike?
Yes, when the Cubs retired number 31 for Greg Maddux and Fergie Jenkins, they commissioned an art print by John Hanley.
Mm-hmm.
I have it. It's numbered, and it's signed by both Fergie and Greg Maddux.
Ooh,
I met
them
both in person.
Wow.
All right. So a print. Is it, when you say prints, is it a painting or is it a photo?
It's a painting.
Is it abstract or is it like just the two of them kind of thing?
It's sort of like, you know, there's like a vignette of Wrigley, and then one side is Fergie Jenkins, one side is Greg Maddux. They gave a copy of the actual painting to both of them that game when they retired the number.
Okay. It's rare enough that there aren't any showing up, so that's a good sign.
That's good.
Yeah, so if you want to shoot me a picture, I'll do some more research for you. But right now, I can't find any online. So, but I'm guessing in the hundreds for sure, probably 250 and up. Mm. And if they signed it, even more. So
there you go. All right, thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Jason. Jason, what do you want to brag about, Jason?
Hey, Justin, Greg.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
I'm a first-time caller on your show, but a lifetime WGN listener.
Oh, all right, great. Thanks for calling in, man.
We got to get the Cubs back on WGN.
All right, there you go.
Anyhow, I got, and I don't know why I still have it, but it's my dad's old Motorola bag phone.
Right.
What's a bag phone?
They're going, first off, it was, 19... Late 80s technology.
Late 80s,
right.
Early 90s. I know that.
I had one, and I'll never forget because I racked up like a $500 phone bill with one of those.
It's essentially like the early
cell phones. You had to plug in your cigarette lighter to use it.
Right.
Yeah, it had the built-in antenna that kind of just tilted up, and it was in a bag. You could carry it around. Yeah, I had one, racked up a huge bill, so I'll never forget it. But they go for nowadays, depending if they, you can test them to see if they work, plug them in a cigarette lighter.
Well, yeah, I plugged in about a year ago, and it turned on.
Yeah, and the big thing is, you want, if you're going to like buy and sell these, you want to make sure they didn't put the lock code in there. If it's unlocked, it tends to sell faster and will go for more money. But they're $10 to $100, depending if you have like the manual and all the accessories with it, depending on the condition of the bag and everything like that. So, but yeah, bigger price. Okay, yeah,
it's in good condition. I don't have the manual or any of that stuff.
So when you plugged it in the cigarette lighter and you tried to turn it on, did it say ask for the code? You know, there's usually like a 4-digit code.
No, just the screen lit up and it was on.
Good, then you're unlocked and that helps. Yeah. So you should be the higher end then. I would go 20 to 40 maybe is what I'm guessing.
$20 to $40?
Yeah.
That sounds so low. I would think that it would be like $1,000 for a bag phone.
You know, the irony...
The brick phones are the ones you want.
The irony of the whole thing is it started as a car phone. The whole cellular device thing started as a car phone, and now you get a $750 ticket if you play with it in the car.
Exactly right.
So true.
Yep. How about that, huh?
Yep.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Have a good night, guys.
You too.
Thank you both.
All right, so that's a great point, because that was the design for. I mean, he plugged in the cigarette
lighter. It only worked in the car, really.
That is the definition of irony. He got it.
Yep.
All right, let's go Steve. Steve, what do you want to brag about, Steve?
Well, I found this at a hospital rummage sale. It's a 1970 Life magazine. I know that they were high circulation, but it's a Ali Frazier is the cover story, their first fight. But the weird thing is the text is written by Norman Mailer, and the photos are taken by Frank Sinatra Sr.
Oh, wow. Hmm. I did find a grouping of three that sold for $14, which sounds really low. I would have guessed much higher as well. But yeah, it looks like three, like 1970s era Life magazines, went for about $14. So that one might be a little bit higher. You know, you could probably do some more research yourself on that or send it to
most
me.
Of my old magazines, I just cut the beer and cigarette ads out and frame and map them and sell them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've talked about it before. Sometimes just the car ads inside Life or Esquire magazines, you can get $12 to $15 just for the one page. Hmm.
Yeah. All right. I was just curious if it was an obscurity or not.
Great.
Thanks
for
Steve.
Calling.
Appreciate it. All right. 312-981-7200. Let's go to the text line. Gosh, man, we got a lot of stuff tonight.
Cool.
All right. We did the camera. So how about Cuddly Dudley, 815. Cuddly Dudley from the Chicago Daily News. Good condition when you ordered a subscription from the early 70s. What do you think of that?
I'm going to guess 60 to 100, but I'm getting it pulled up here.
The other thing they have here while you work on that is a Chicago Bears practice mesh jersey.
Mm-hmm.
No name on the numbers on them, just still in plastic bags. Certified.
certified.
80s, practice 90s. Jersey. Practice mesh. Is that the orange mesh or blue mesh?
Right. That's what you want to know. And obviously no names on them. So,
isn't like the orange, the quarterback, isn't one of them like the quarterback, can't touch this one?
Right. Don't touch.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to guess 25-40, but they might be higher, you know, again.
And the Cuddly Dudley, you think 50,
that's still coming
bucks?
Up. Depending on condition, you know, there's none online, so that's not helping. But
how could there no? What an awesome concept. Cuddly Dudley.
Yeah, I know exactly what it is.
Will you buy our newspaper? We'll throw in a Cuddly Dudley.
Wasn't that Ray Rayner's dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I just said yeah because I wanted to make like right. I knew what I was talking right. about.
Yeah, it was Ray Rayner's dog.
All right. Let's go to Lori. Lori, what do you want to brag about, Lori?
Hi. I have three copies of the Super Bowl 20 with the Bears. Are they worth anything?
What mean, like copies of what?
Program or?
Yes, I'm sorry, the program.
Okay.
Like from the actual Super Bowl, like you walked into the stadium in New Orleans?
I would imagine so. It's a thick magazine type thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not the cheapos where you get the $1.50s with the pencil. You're talking about the ones with the,
The actual things that you walked in and you got.
Right. And it's a white background, I'm guessing, with the double X in the center over the trophy?
Yes.
Yeah. Those are $10 to $35 is what they're going for.
How much were they at the Super Bowl? They probably were $10, $15.
Yeah, and you know what they do with any Super Bowls? They just print so many of those so they can sell them nationwide. It's not like they made it just so you got it at the stadium.
Right.
But yeah, so, you know, they made so many of those.
That's good stuff just to be able to go through and
it's better just keep that, you know, it just looks great.
I'm hoping to have Ditka sign it if I ever run into him, you know.
You got to go to his restaurants, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, and then you know what they'll say? You go up to him and you go, this is the secret at Ditka's. Every time I go in there just for fun, I go, oh, is the coach here? just kind of mess with him. And they say, oh, you know what? He was just here.
Just here, right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just saw him on the TV in Connecticut. Like, he's not here. But right. they that's their line. Oh, you know what? They look around. I think he just missed him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Check the valet.
And then you say, I'll wait.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Thanks, Lori.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Just awesome. Had this vision of like Lori going down to Ditka's and calling him out when they're like, you know, he was just here. I know that's fake. Justin told me that's fake.
I'm in the biz. I know the deal.
I know. Yeah. Let's go to Joe. Joe, what do you want to brag about, Joe?
Hey, I thought it'd be appropriate since it's going to be 92 degrees tomorrow.
Oh.
I was rooting around my attic recently.
As one does.
Yes, righto. And I came across this old sled. And aside from dust, it's in perfect condition. It's one of the old steel runner types with wooden slats. And they'll kind of steer right and left by pulling the front little slat, if you will.
Right.
And it's got Yankee clipper on it.
Oh, yeah.
With a clipper in the center, like a sailing ship clipper.
Right. Yeah. I don't know what it's worth.
Yeah, that's a good one. But I mean, those are pretty. I feel like I don't know about the Yankee Clipper, but that style of sled.
Right.
I feel like my dad has 40 of them. Like every time I go up there, because he kind of live in the woods in the snow, and so every time I go up there, I'm like, can we get a better sled? Can you just go to the Walmart and get like one of the, like the saucer?
We only had a saucer.
So. Yeah, I'll take the saucer. Those are faster.
We had the aluminum saucer. Yeah.
I used a cardboard box myself.
There you go. Some people use a hefty bag, so you got to.
Yeah.
But yeah, $20 to $40 is what it looks like they're going for. It's kind of what I'm seeing here. So yeah.
Comprende. Appreciate it, guys.
No problem. Thanks for listening.
Phenomenal.
Awesome. Thanks,
buddy. 312-981-7200. Here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break, and then we will we'll come back, and we will wrap up tonight's swap meet. We still got great text to get to. 312-981-7200. Stay with us. It's a swap meet, 720 WGN, sponsored by Wolf Flea Market. Welcome aboard, Wolf.
Yes.
312-981-7200. I'm Justin Coffin, Greg Flam in studio at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. You see, I said in such a distinguished Twitter. 815 says, I have a tournament soccer foosball table with ashtrays. Ooh.
Ashtrays, yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's, you know, the design. They designed that with, they're like, that's going to be worth something just for the fact that it has to be 70s, right? When they're like, or before, when they're like, and, you know, a good foosball tournament, you got to smoke.
Right.
I mean, no one. I mean, think about this, guys. No one's going to want to play foosball without smoking a cigarette.
Smoking, right?
Set, and that's a setup for home use.
Hmm.
What does that mean?
It might be a coin op then, and they set it up it's free play or something.
All right, what do you got on that? Anything
coming up here?
Is foosball table something that makes it into your world?
Not so much my world because I deal with smaller items, but trying to get you a price here.
Foosball's the one with like the soccer, essentially, right?
Yeah, and it's the handles.
Spin it.
They look like they're 100 to 500 for them, but this one, because it's coin op, might be a little bit more.
Yeah, and you know what? Strong idea to have the old foosball in the home.
Yep, on the free play.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of want to go over to this guy's house. Sounds like it'd be a party.
Now, does
he
have
the ashtrays and the foosball?
Right. And does he have the cover so it can turn into a poker table?
Yeah, and maybe set up the Atari.
Right.
Lot that can happen in this guy's basement.
Yep. Sounds like a fun guy.
773 says, my late husband was a recorder player, and he left at least a dozen of various sizes of recorders, including a couple brand new unopened. Is there value for this? How do you sell it? I don't know how you sell
that.
I don't know if that's going to be worth anything, only because I have a fourth grader who got sent home with a recorder.
Right.
And I'm not belittling the music. The music's great, but they seem to be quick to give away the instrument.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure that your husband had better quality instruments than what they were giving my fourth grader, but...
Mm. Yeah, obviously in grade school, they use the plastic, cheapo ones.
Yeah.
But some can be, I'm looking here, $350, $200.
Tell me a Florida White Sox t-shirt's going to be about 15 bucks and a recorder's
going to
be $300.
I know, there's no justice in the world.
630, I've seen this one before. How about a solid brass medallion from the Pick Congress Hotel?
Yeah.
Back way before the 60s.
Yeah, that obviously I'm not going to be able to find because it's a one-of-a-kind type item.
Solid brass medallion.
Yeah, but that's...
What does that mean?
It's kind of like a paperweight they made,
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just kind of with that logo. And a lot of companies do them. A lot of unions will make them,
that type of thing. Yeah. All right, keep going. 815 says they have a black velvet painting of the cover of King Crimson, Court of the Crimson King.
Now we're talking, yeah. And I'm, as you, look back on past episodes, I'm into the black velvet thing, the kitsch thing. So you got my attention. But King Crimson has a great cult following. So I'm guessing you can get two guys bidding war. That could be over $1,000.
Really?
Yeah. And, but if you, if you only get one guy interested, it could be a $30 or $40.
You're really going to have to go mine the King Crimson fan base.
Yeah,
find out where they're hanging out.
Yeah, but they'll look on eBay. I sell their CDs quite often and albums, so they have a good following, so they'll find it.
815 says I have the 25th anniversary and the 50th anniversary issues of Playboy magazine still in the wrappers.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, I'm not finding both together, but the 25th, I think it was. Yeah. Sorry. Just lost it here. About 90 to 130 just for
just for the 25th?
Like one, yeah. Either
so
one.
So double that, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
30th went for $50 for the 30th anniversary. So, yeah, especially plastic wrap, that's great. You're going to get top dollar.
Yeah, so you get top dollar. Do they keep it in the wrapper, or is it some guy's like, he opens it up? Like,
I'm sure you can find many open ones if you actually want to look at it and read the articles, of course.
It defeats the purpose of a Playboy magazine to be keep it in the wrapper.
Yeah, if it's in the wrapper, you're going to keep it there. You can find open ones all day.
Speaking of weird softcore, 847 says, I have a vintage Hotsy Totsy erotic flip book.
Yeah, those
I think it's from the 50s, 60s. It was a comic/magazine mail-in item.
Right,
still in great condition.
Yeah, that's kind of your grandfather's softcore stuff going on there. they're like $10 and up is what I'm finding.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
So, yeah.
All right, so let's see what else we got here as we wrap up. 815's got old 70s Jim Beam Western Series, unopened whiskey bottles at 9, and an old skeleton keys. They go together?
No, they'd be separate, yeah. Skeleton keys are great because people are repurposing them for decorating. The Jim Beam decanters, they're all over the place. Which one did he say that again?
It's a Western Series.
Western Series.
Unopened.
Yeah, that's I can't tell
Western
you offhand.
Western Series.
But yeah, the decanters, you know, if they're full, you really can't sell them because they have alcohol in them, and so you got to kind of do a
right
friend type deal. But yeah, the decanters, people collect those.
Yeah, that was
trains, yeah, cars, all that, different shapes of those.
Of Jim Beam.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. 312 says, I have a Wilson tennis racket and racket cover, both signed by Billie Jean King.
There you go.
Woo! I'm down with that.
Yep.
Billie Jean King, tremendous, tremendous athlete that does not look like an athlete. When I see Billie Jean King out there, I'm like, oh, my fourth grade teacher. And then she schools whoever she's playing in tennis. I'm like, wow, that's pretty intense.
Yep. Those were the days with, who was it, Bobby? Who,
oh, yeah.
Battle of the Sexes. Who was the other guy? Bobby Riggs, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's see. I'm not finding anything signed right offhand by her, but
all right,
I'm sure it's at least $100, $200 and up.
All right, well, there you go. This has been, there's a couple more texts here, but we ran out of time. Get them in next week. 312-981-7200. Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. He joins us every Wednesday night to evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk. Greg Flamm, great to see you, buddy.
Great to see you. Thanks.
All right. That's going to do it for the show tonight. Coming up tomorrow night, Lawrence Peters is back in studio with the Lawrence Peters outfit. You know what that means? Old country, more country music. Then what a week. We had an Israeli guitarist.
Right.
We had a guitarist from Def Leppard, the shirtless one.
Yep.
We had Donica Lynn tonight. It was awesome. The performance of Fever.
That was.